Greg Ehrenberg here from Odd Chopper. It is time for another baseball show, another picks video giving out the best baseball bets for the slate. And we've been doing really well with these lately. I think it's something like 7 or 8 videos in a row where on the aggregate, all the picks have combined to be positive units. And I want to hear from you guys as well. Let me know what your favorite baseball bet of the day is. Home run prop, no run in first inning, strikeout prop, run total, money line, anything that you want. Leave it in the comment section below. I want to hear from you because I want us to bet together. I want us to win money together. And yesterday, I don't think a single bet won in the comment section. I was perusing them, didn't see anything. If I missed anything, mea culpa, and I will apologize and shout out anybody that won. But I didn't see any winners yesterday. But keep those picks coming because we're giving away free stuff. We're giving away free weekly subscriptions to our betting package. And that is something you guys definitely want to be a part of because all you have to do is leave a comment below with your favorite bet. And if it wins, I've been going and picking some of those out and giving away free subscriptions. Also, do me a favor, like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and now I'll be getting into my picks. To start off today's bets, I'm going right back to the well with my first bet from yesterday and a bet that won. Actually, what carried my entire betting card yesterday was Anthony Rizzo at a home run against the Orioles yesterday. And today we're getting favorable odds again, plus 525. So yesterday, like I said, Rizzo really saved the night for me. It was one bet, and that's all you need to do when you're taking some of these home run bets. If one of them hits, chance are you had a profitable night because all of them are pretty long odds. We're getting Rizzo at plus 525, and he's going up against Spencer Watkins of the Orioles. And from what we've seen out of Watkins this year and for last year as well, for that matter, for considering those numbers, he might be the worst pitcher in baseball that we have because to this point, 5.19 ERA, 6.72 expected ERA this year. By the way, this is an improvement on what we saw from Watkins last year. We did an 8.07 ERA and a 6.9 expected ERA. So Spencer Watkins is absolutely no good. For the second consecutive day, we see the model over at Odd Chopper. It is loaded with positive ROI bets from the Yankees. But since we won with Anthony Rizzo yesterday, I'm going right back to him today. I think it's a really good spot against Spencer Watkins. There's a number of Yankee bets that look good, but Anthony Rizzo is my favorite, plus 525 to homer. While I'm giving out a lot of betting advice here to help you guys place profitable bets, I could also give you just free money from BetMGM, and that is really the best way to start building your bankroll in this industry is take advantage of these sign-up deals. They're not going to last forever, but at least as of now, while there's sports books that are opening up trying to get people in the door, they're giving away free money, and that's what BetMGM is doing. If you sign up using the promo code OSMLB, or you sign up using the link in the description box below, and then you bet $10 on any MLB money line tonight, BetMGM will give you $200 for free. That's all you need to do. Don't pass up on a chance to get free money. It's $200. Don't leave it on the ground. Pick it up and help build your bankroll. Use the promo code either OSMLB or sign up using the link in the description box below. Bet $10 and get $200 for free. Reed Detmers is considered one of the more talented young pitching prospects in baseball. He's highly rated by a number of prospect rating sites, and he's gotten off to a solid start in his baseball career, but there's one thing lacking, and that's strikeouts. Even his last time out, he actually pitched a no-hitter, but in those 9 innings, he only registered 2 strikeouts. So we've now seen 6 big league starts from him. He has a 16.8% K rate, and he's only exceeded 4 strikeouts in one of those starts. Despite that, his over-under for strikeouts today is 4.5, and I actually think him pitching a no-hitter in his last start, this is a negative, not a positive. And I mean, obviously, a no-hitter, it's an impressive feat. It's something that he should certainly celebrate as an accomplishment, but I don't know that's going to mean that the Angels are just going to regularly let him pitch 9 innings going forward, because at least prior to that start, he'd never worked deeper than 5 big league innings. Considering that he's such a talented young pitching prospect and he's so well-regarded, I think the Angels are going to be cautious with him. I think they might limit his pitch count a little bit today. It's kind of what we've seen for the majority of the year. And once again, the strikeouts just haven't been there. It's a matchup against the Texas Rangers offense that's better this year than they were last year. They've added guys like Corey Seager and Marcus Semien. So I look at Reed Detmers. Once again, I like him as a pitcher. I just don't think the strikeout stuff is there yet. The 4.5 strikeout number is much too high, in my opinion, considering he's only exceeded 4 strikeouts once in 6 starts this year. The line is incorrect. Let's take the under on 4.5 strikeouts. It's funny how sometimes the quality of a pitcher just doesn't matter much when we're talking about strikeout props, because I don't care if a pitcher gives up 5 or 6 runs or whatever it may be. I'm really looking at the strikeout number. So just before I talked about Reed Detmers, I like the under for a strikeout prop. Now on the other side of the game, I like the over for Taylor Hearn strikeouts, where we're getting him at the same number, 4.5, but I like the over at plus money. And it's funny because Reed Detmers, I think, is a better pitcher than Taylor Hearn. And I think the Angels have a better offense than the Rangers have. Yet I like the under for strikeouts on Detmers. I like the over for Taylor Hearn. But this is the reason why. Taylor Hearn, despite not being a great real-life pitcher right now, he generates strikeouts. He's a 24.6% K rate. And the Angels offense, while it's very good, one of the best offenses in all of baseball, they swing and miss a lot. The Angels, 24.5% K rate as a team, one of the highest marks of any team in all of baseball. It is the third highest mark in all of the American League. So I think we have to look at the Angels as a team that they're going to score their runs, they're going to hit home runs, but when they don't, they're going to strike out. And Taylor Hearn, he's a pitcher that's going to get hit hard. He's going to give up runs, but the outs he records are generally going to be strikeouts. So we have him projected for right around 5 strikeouts today. The number's 4.5, and we're getting plus money on the over. So I'm going to be siding with the over strikeouts for Taylor Hearn. And once again, on the other side of this game, I took the under on strikeouts for Reed Detmer. So you can make a same game parlay with both of those included as well. I think both these strikeout props make sense. And those are two of my favorite plays for tonight's slate. So to wrap up today's video, these are the three bets that I'm placing for tonight's MLB slate. Anthony Rizzo plus 525 to homer. Then I've got Reed Detmers under 4.5 strikeouts. And then Taylor Hearn over 4.5 strikeouts. All three bets that I think offer good value. But if you really want great value, sign up at BetMGM for the first time using the promo code OSMLB or sign up using the link in the description box below because you will be getting $200 for free as long as you bet $10 on any MLB money line. Also, don't forget to like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and leave a comment below. I want to hear from you. What are your favorite MLB bets today? It could be anything on the board, player prop, game prop, no run in first inning, whatever it is you like. I want to hear from you below. Good luck today, guys, and I hope to see you again tomorrow.